奉主耶稣圣灵正道
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
靠着圣灵的帮助
By the help of the Holy Spirit.
我们继续来分享但以理书
We continue to share on the book of Daniel.
今天我们继续分享但以理书的第二章
And today we continue on the book of Daniel chapter 2.
第二章的第五个主题
And this is the fifth theme of chapter 2.
就是永恒的国度
That is the eternal kingdom.
世上是没有永恒国度的。
There's no such thing as an eternal kingdom in this world.
但在今天我们会看到神在地上建立了永恒的国度。
But today we shall be able to witness that the Lord God has built for himself this eternal kingdom on earth.
那么他在什么时候建立呢
？When did he build this eternal kingdom?
他的目的是什么呢
？What is his purpose?
我们看但以理书的第二章。
Let's turn to the book of Daniel chapter 2.
今天这个主题永恒的国度就是真耶稣教会。
The theme today is the eternal kingdom is the true Jesus Christ.
是我们自己的教会
It is our own church.
是跟我跟你跟我们大家都有关系的
It is related to you and I
我们看但以理书二章
The book of Daniel chapter 2
我们读四十四到四十五节
We read from verses 44 to 45
当那列王在位的时候天上的真神并另一个永不败坏也不归别国的人却要打碎灭绝那一国这国必存到永远四十五节
Verse 45.
你既看见非人手凿出来的一块石头从山而出打碎金银铜铁泥那就是至大的神把后来必有的事给王指明这梦准是这样这讲解也是确实的好，我们短短的这两节圣经当中
，these two short verses，
却深深的藏着丰富的预言和丰富的奥秘。
Has concealed deeply this very abundant mystery。
因为这个预言、这个奥秘关乎到神的救恩、神的计划。
Because this prophecy and this mystery is related to the plan and purpose of God。
从这两节圣经，我们看到两件重要的预言，两件重要的事。
From these two important verses, we can see two important matters.
第一个事情就是真耶稣教会的出现。
Firstly, is the emergence of the true Jesus Church.
就是还有真耶稣教会的使命。
And also the mission of the true Jesus Church.
这包括神设立永恒国度的目的在里面。
That includes the purpose of the Lord God of building this eternal kingdom.
那第二件事就是基督再临审判天下。
And the second matter being the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ to judge the world.
这两件事都是救恩计划里面。的内容。
These two critical events are the content of the salvation plan.
是救恩计划里面的第二个阶段跟第三个阶段。
It is also phase two and phase three of the salvation plan.
之前传道不是讲过跟大家分享过吗
？Haven't I shared with you previously?
救恩分三个阶段来进行的。
That the salvation plan has been executed in three phases.
第一个就是真神耶稣基督亲自道成肉身成立十字架。
Phase one being the Lord God Himself coming in the form of flesh personally to be crucified.
那第一部分的救恩计划、救恩工作，主耶稣独自的完成了。
And this stage one has been completed by the Lord Jesus Himself.
我们人不能够参与的，也没有资格参与的。
And no man is qualified to be a part of it.
那所以主耶稣说完了成了，在十字架低头下来说成了，完成了这个救赎的部分，十字架救赎的部分。
Therefore, on the cross, as the Lord Jesus bowed his head and said that it is finished, he has finished this phase about the salvation.
那跟着第二个部分就是圣灵降临建立教会。
And the second phase would be where the Holy Spirit is descends to come upon the church.
在使徒时代的时候建立，然后幕后的时候建立了真耶稣教会。
The Holy Spirit shall build the apostolic church as well as the church in the last days.
这个就是今天的主题，永恒的国度。
It shall be the theme of today that the eternal kingdom.
就是救恩已经进入到第二个部分，正在进行中的这个工作。
That this salvation plan has already been ongoing in phase two.
到四十五节的时候。
Until we read verse 45,
就会看到救恩进入到第三个阶段了。
We shall then see the salvation plan entering into phase three.
主耶稣在第二次再临，毁灭这个世界，审判这个世界。
In the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, this world shall come to be judged and be destroyed.
我们常常说的世界末日。
And this is what we call the end of the world.
然后教会被提上天了。
That the church of God shall be lifted.
那这是神的救赎计划，救恩全部到此大功告成，全部完成。
And that's as the salvation plan of the Lord God has become to a a beautiful finish.
你看，短短的两节而已。
These are the short, such short two verses.
里面却隐藏哦，启示着这么丰富、这么奥秘的救恩计划在里面。
He has concealed such a beautiful mystery and the plan of salvation. The plan of salvation.
所以，我们今天这个主题哦，永恒的国度，其实还有一个主题，就叫做基督再临审判世界。
And therefore, today the theme, the eternal kingdom, is also aligned with another theme, that the Lord, the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, to save and to save this world.
那么永恒国度什么时候出现呢？
When shall this eternal kingdom emerge?
请注意看四十四节。
Let's take note on verse 44.
当列王在位的时候，当那些列王还在位的时候。
In the days of all these kings,
那就是指今日我们这个末世时期了。
That's in the days of the end times today.
今天我们上一次有看到那个大象嘛，从鲸头移植到那个脚趾嘛。
In the previous session, we were studying on this huge, large image from the head to its toes.
那个头啊，那个胸啊，那个腰啊，那个腿啊，都已经过去了，都已经过去了。
Now the head, the chest, and the arms, and also the waist have come to pass already.
那些帝国，那些时代。都已经过去了，都消逝了。
Those kingdoms, dynasties, and empires have already vanished.
剩下来的就剩下脚趾头。
What is now left behind is only the toes.
啊，十个脚趾表示很多的意思，众多的列王，众多的国家。
These toes are referring to the many kings and kingdoms.
那其实就在讲现在啊。
It is referring to today.
哦，所以我们常常说现在是末世时代，因为已经到脚趾头了。
That's why we call this the last days, the end of times, because we are coming to the age of the toes.
那么在这个列王还在位的时候呢，神就设立了一个永远的国度。
As in the days of these kings, when they are still in their throne, the Lord God shall set a new eternal kingdom.
这里我们看到神的心意。
This is the heart of God.
这里我们看到真神的爱。
This is the love of the true God.
神真的爱我们世人的。
That God truly loves the people of the world.
因为他在毁灭世界以前。先建立永恒的国度。
Because before he was to destroy this world, he has first established this eternal kingdom.
他就是先拯救，然后才来审判。
He first saves before he judges.
所以我们从四十四节，我们要看到神的心。
Therefore, verse 44, we must understand the heart of God.
我们要看到神的爱。
We must be able to see the love of God.
那个爱是爱我们世人。
And this love is love upon us.
爱我们这罪人。
And love upon sinners.
就好像当时的挪亚时代。
Just as in the days of Noah.
神还没有毁灭当时挪亚时代的时候，
Before the Lord God destroyed the time, the days of Noah,
神就先做一件事，
God first did one thing,
叫挪亚建立方舟，
to instruct Noah to build the ark.
那目的是什么呢？
What was his purpose?
目的就希望那些进入方舟的人，洪水还没有来之前，进入方舟能够得救呀。
His purpose was to save the people of that world before the great flood came.
在创世纪挪亚时代是这样，神的心是这样。
And the heart of God was like this in the days of Noah.
现在到末世，神的心意还是这样。
The heart of God shall also be the same in the last days today.
那你看到的是什么？
What do you see now?
我们看到的就是神爱世人的心哦，原来都没有改变，从来没有改变过，没有减少过。
We can see the heart of God loving the people of the world has never changed and has never reduced.
而且那些世人是罪恶的，是罪人啊，是非常罪恶的人来的。
While the people of this world are full of wickedness and sin.
如果不是很罪恶，神就不会毁灭咯，是吗？
If they were not wicked, the Lord God wouldn't have to destroy this world.
圣经启示我们当时的那些世人啊，恶已经满了，恶已经达到天庭上去了。
As the Bible revealed to us that their wickedness have reached the heavens.
可是神还是要进行拯救呀。
But now the Lord God still wanted to save them.
神还是爱他们，爱我们啊。
God still loved us.
神爱世人这件事是真实的呀。
The Lord God loves the people of the world. This is true.
而且所爱的都是一种罪人，就是我们这种罪人啊。
The type of people that He loved is sinners like us.
可是谁去了解神的心？谁去明白神的心啊？
But who is there to understand and try to comprehend God's heart?
那神借着但以理书这里的启示。
With the revelation in the book of Daniel.
四十五节还没有毁灭这个世界以前，还没有把那个大象打碎以前，先建立神的国度。
And in verse 45, we can see that even before this great image came to be destroyed and came to be stricken, the kingdom of God has to be first set up.
这是我们每一个神儿女要明白的事。
This is something that every child of God has to first understand.
要感恩的事。
And has to give thanks.
所以要赶快进入神所预备的国里面去。
And we have to quickly make haste to enter into this kingdom prepared by God.
四十四节建立这个永恒的国度，四十五节就毁灭了。
In verse 44, this eternal kingdom has been established, and 45, this world has been destroyed.
是神为我们做的预备，要审判前的预备。
This is the preparation by God before the day of judgment.
这是神给我们死亡前、灭亡前的一种拯救。
This is the salvation of God before the demise of this world.
就是透过神的国来拯救这件事。
It is through this kingdom of God to save us.
那我们所以我们要非常明白真教会的使命、真教会的工作，就是拯救、拯救灵魂。
We must have a clear understanding.
拯救生命、拯救灵魂。
About the work and the mission of the true Jesus Church, that we are here to save lives and souls.
好，看四十四节。
Verse 44.
这里说哈。天上的真神并另立一个国
that the true God in heaven shall set up another kingdom.
啊，那另立一个国就是这个国呢？哦，神哈、哦、必另立一个国，这个国是真神设立的。
This kingdom is one set up by God.
不是人所设立的。
Not by man.
哦，世界的国都是人在建立的。
The kingdom of this world has been set up by man.
但是这个国呢，是天上的神设立的。
But this kingdom mentioned here is set up by God.
所以神的国啊，所以真教会叫做神的国，因为是神设立的。
Therefore, the true church refers to the kingdom of God because it is set up by God.
这也是我们所有真耶稣教会的信徒要很清楚的事。
It is also another matter that all TJC members should be very clear about.
教会不是某某长老、某某传道、某某长子建立起来的，绝对不是。
That the church was in no way founded by any particular preacher, elder, or minister.
我们这些工人能够建立神的教会吗？
Can any of the workers of God build up His kingdom, His church?
我们自己这么软弱，自己这么多不完美的行为，我们能够建立神的国度吗？
While we are so full of weaknesses and imperfections, how are we to build up the kingdom of God?
有时我们也贪爱世界，有时我们也非常骄傲。
There are times when we are proud and we love the world.
我们有时也有极度贪心啊。
Sometimes we are jealous and we are envious, greedy.
也有很多自私的行为啊。
We are also selfish.
那你说你这个自私，这个传道建立这个教会，你在开玩笑吗？
And you claim that this particular minister has built out the church?
哦，真耶稣教会是神设立的。
Now the true Jesus Church has been built up by God.
哦，那所以这里说，天上的真神必另立一个国。真神的教会。
Therefore, he is mentioned that the true God of heaven will set up a kingdom, which is a true church.
那么这个神设立的国呢，有四个特色。
And this kingdom set up by God has four characteristics.
是非常重要的。
Very important.
第一
，Firstly。
这个国呢是永不败坏的。
It is one that shall never be destroyed.
世界都会败坏。
But this world will be destroyed.
因为世界都属物质。
Because this world is a material.
可是这个神国呢是不会败坏的。
But the kingdom of God shall not be destroyed.
因为它不是属物质的，它是属灵的国度。
Because it is not a material kingdom but a spiritual kingdom.
所以这个是真教会的特色。
That is a characteristic of the true church.
是属世跟属灵的那种分别、那种差别、那种分别。
There's a difference. It has to be not of this world, but to be spiritual.
如果真教会呢是属世的，那么它一定会败坏的。
If the church was to be worldly or belonging to this world, it will be destroyed.
它不可能永远的。
It will not be eternal.
属世的怎么可能会永远呢
？How can something belonging to this world be eternal?
属灵的才能够永远。
But only what is spiritual that is eternal.
所以我们真耶稣教会是属灵的国度，知道吗
？Therefore, true Jesus Church is a spiritual kingdom.
不要常常用你的肉眼来看它的外表，看它的这种物质的东西，物质的这种表现情形。
Do not always view and judge the church in its materialistic sense.
它整个都是属灵的国度来的。
Because this whole church is but spiritual.
所以它永不。
Therefore, it shall never be destroyed.
在里面有真正信仰的人。
And there are people who have true faith.
有真正耶稣生命的人。
There are people who truly live the life of Jesus.
有真正被圣灵充满、结出果子的人。
There are people who truly are filled with the Holy Spirit and bear fruit.
他们真的是他们的生命、他们的信仰真的是永不败坏的。
And their lives and their faith are those that don't they are not destroyed.
因为他们整个生命都是属灵的。
Because their entire selves have been spiritual.
你看到的一些信徒、一些教会会败坏。会堕落
But you do see some members who have probably corrupted themselves and have deteriorated.
那是因为他还没完全的属灵。
That's because he has not spiritualized himself.
他一些属灵的，一些是属世界的，
Part of him is spiritual, part of him is very worldly.
直到他努力的不断的更新自己。
It is only until he made an effort to renew himself.
被圣灵充满。
To be filled by the Holy Spirit.
整个都属灵起来。
Only then he shall be spiritual.
就是圣洁荣耀美丽。
He shall be full of glory and radiance and beauty.
所以他就永远不会败坏，不会败，不会坏。
He will not then he shall not be destroyed.
请注意，这个是真教会的特色来的哟。
And that is the characteristic of the true church.
也是真教会看得见的见证来的哟。
It is also a testimony that we can see.
所以我们大家要努力啦。
We have to strive hard.
我们亏欠了神的荣耀了。
We have fallen so short.
我们常常说我们是属灵的，神的国度是属灵的，但是我们很多时候是属世的。
We always say that the church should be spiritual, but we have been often very worldly.
所以单单在这方面，我们就亏欠神了，就不能够荣耀神了。
On this matter alone, we have fallen short of God's expectation. We cannot glorify Him.
甚至被魔鬼来留下地步，被魔鬼来攻击啊，来毁谤啊。
We even gave Satan a lot of opportunity to slander us.
所以请你注意哦。
Take note.
这里神的国真教会是永不败坏是什么意思？
What does it mean that the kingdom of God shall not be destroyed eternally?
圣灵会帮助我们。
The Holy Spirit will guide us.
当然靠自己是没有办法完全属灵。
Surely by your own effort you cannot be completely spiritual.
但是主耶稣应许圣灵会帮助我们。
But the Lord Jesus promised us that the Holy Spirit will guide us.
圣灵给我们就是要帮助我们进天国，就是要帮助我们达到进天国的目标，达到进天国的那种要求那种地步啊。
The reason why the Holy Spirit has been granted to us is for us to be able to work hard and strive to be spiritual, to be sufficient.
我们不能，但是圣灵能啊。
But we are unable to do it, but the Holy Spirit can.
只是你愿不愿意被圣灵充满，愿不愿意接触圣灵果子，愿不愿意靠圣灵来行道理啊。
The question is, how willing are you to rely on the Holy Spirit to bear fruits of the Holy Spirit?
好，第二个特色。
The second characteristic.
神国的永恒国度的第二个特色。
Second characteristic of this eternal kingdom.
这里说这个国呢也不归别国的人。
Here it tells us that this kingdom shall not be left to other people.
这说明什么呢？
What does that mean?
神国的人不属于任何种族，不属于任何国家。
The kingdom of God does not belong to any tribe, any race, any country.
所以这里说不归别国的人哦。
He tells us, is not left to other people.
里面的全都是属真神的。
But this kingdom shall consist of only all who belong to God.
没有再说你是中国人啊，我是日本人啊，你是美国人啊，你是非洲人啊。没有这些种族，没有这些国家。
There's no differentiation of the nationality, whether you are from China, from the US, from Africa.
因为不归给这些国的人啊。
Because it shall not be left to these countries, these peoples.
我们每个人都有他们自己的国家、自己的种族，没有错。
Everyone did come with a nationality and an ethnic background.
但自从进入神，被神拣选，进入到神的国以后
，But since you have been chosen and you enter into the kingdom of God,
被主的宝血来洗净我们的罪以后
，That a precious blood of the Lord Jesus that cleansed you of your sins. At that moment, your life has been transformed. Your identity has been transformed. You completely belong to God, but not to this world. You don't belong to any particular ethnic group or any nationality. These have all been evidenced by the Bible.
请看民数记的二十三章。
Return to Numbers chapter 23.
民数记二十三章的这个第九节。
Numbers chapter 23, verse 9.
这个是件很奇妙的事情。
It is a very amazing matter.
本来撒旦借助假先知要来咒诅神的百姓。
Satan used false prophets to curse the people of God.
他也真的来咒诅。
And this false prophet was about to curse.
但神却改变那个假先知、贪财先知的口。
But the Lord God changed the words of this greedy false prophet.
他的咒诅变成祝福啊。
His curses became blessings.
他要咒诅变成向神见证这些神的显明，见证神的显明啊。
His curses became an oracle to testify for the people of God.
这是神的显明是怎样的名呢
？And what kind of people of God is this?
第九节
，verse 9.
我从高峰看他，从小山望他，这是独居的名啊。
They are the people dwelling alone.
是不列在万民中的呀。
They are not reckoning itself again among the nations. Can you see this?
神改变他的话，那个咒诅。 变成祝福，变成一种见证，为神的百姓来见证。
These words of curses have been changed by God to be words of blessing.
这一群人是不能咒诅的呀。
And this group of people cannot be cursed.
这一群人是不属于任何世界、任何种族的呀。
Because these people don't belong to any nations and any tribe.
他们是独居的民来的呀。
They are people dwelling alone.
不列在万民万国中的呀。
They are not reckoned among the nations.
这就是符合了这个但以理书二章四十四节的。神国的第二个特色。
And that is in line with the characteristic of the kingdom of God in Daniel chapter 2 verse 44.
那主耶稣也证实了这件事情。
Even the Lord Jesus Christ has proven this.
主耶稣说我们不属这个世界的。
The Lord Jesus said that we don't belong to this world.
因为他根本他不是属这个世界的。
Because this kingdom does not belong to this world.
请看亚弗营书十七章。
Return to the gospel, John chapter 17.
十四节到十六节。
Verse 14 to 16.
亚弗营书十七章十四节
John 17 verse 14
我已将你的道赐给他们
I have given them your word
可是世界恨他们
But the world has hated them
世界为什么恨他们
Why do they hate them
因为他们不属于这世界
Because they are not of this world
正如我耶稣说正如我不属这个世界一样
Jesus said as I am not of this world
十五节
verse 15
我不求你叫他们离开这个世界。
I do not pray that you should take them out of this world.
我只求你保守他们脱离那个恶者。
But that you should keep them from the evil one.
这是主耶稣向真神、向天父祷告的时候的祈求。
That's the request in the prayer of the Lord Jesus to the Father in heaven.
不是叫我们离开这个世界。
Not for us to leave this world.
而是叫我们进入这个世界里面。
But to enter into this world.
去传扬神的福音。
To preach about the gospel of God.
去见证真神的爱
to be witnesses of the love of God
去见证神的荣美荣耀
to testify the glory and radiance of God
但是呢求神保守我们在这个世界脱离那个邪恶
but that God should keep us from the evil one
十六节
verse 16
耶稣再次的祷告
God, the Lord Jesus prayed again
他们就是我们啊我们不属这个世界
we are not of this world
正好像我不属世界
just as Jesus is not of this world
主耶稣要我们跟他一样
the Lord Jesus wants us to be like him
怎样一样呢
How to be like
就是不属世界
That's not to belong to this world
耶稣就像耶稣不属世界这样
This is the Lord Jesus was not, is not of this world
因为耶稣是从主耶稣从天上来的
Because the Lord Jesus descended from heaven
那我们也要像耶稣一样不属这世界
We shall be like unto Jesus not belonging to this world
是从天上来的
Because we belong to heaven
有神的形象荣耀样式
We have the image and the glory of God、
所以这是真教会的第二个特色。
That's a second characteristic of the true church.
不归别国的人。
Not reckoned among other nations.、
所以我们真耶稣教会在世界各地都有各个国家都有我们的信徒。
In all regions of the world, every place we have two Jewish church members.、
但是呢，都是、一家人。
But it tend to be from a family unit.
同一个国，同一个灵，同一个神。
And from a same nation, a same, the same God.
来，在第三个特色是什么呢
？What is the third characteristic?
第三个特色，这里说，我们回到但以理书的第二章。
Let's come back to Book of Daniel, chapter 2.
第三个特色说，这个国呢，这个永恒的国呢，却要打碎灭绝那一切的国。
The third characteristic that this kingdom shall break in pieces, shall break the other kingdoms in pieces.
这个是什么意思呢
？What does that mean？
这第三个特色就是在见证说神国的权柄以及神国的得胜。
This third characteristic is to testify the authority and the victory of the kingdom of God.
它存在被建立在这个末世，它有一个使命。
The reason of its existence in this end times with a mission.
它有一个很神圣的这个使命。
With a very sacred mission.
就是要打碎灭绝世上的国，世上的那种罪恶，让世上的撒旦的国度。
That this eternal kingdom shall break in pieces these kingdoms of the world of Satan.
那这是真教会的权柄。
That's the authority of the true church.
也是真教会得胜的意象，得胜的应许。
It is also the promise of the victory of the true church.
所以第三个永恒国度。的特色就是神国里面有神的权柄，有神永恒、 永远的得胜。
Therefore, the third characteristic of the true church and the kingdom of God is that we have the authority of God and also the eternal victory.
因为这里说神的国要打碎灭绝一切的国啊，世上一切的国。
Because here it tells us that this kingdom of God shall break in pieces the kingdoms of this world.
你知道这个世界的国都是属撒旦的，都是属世界的，都来自世界的，属于撒旦的。
Now we can understand that all kingdoms of this world are worldly and are belonging to Satan.
那么真教会的使命，它的权柄就是要毁灭撒旦的工作，对付撒旦的工作。
But the mission and the authority of the true church is to resist the work of Satan.
所以圣经这样告诉我们。
Therefore, the Bible reveals to us.
神的儿子显现出来是要做什么的
？What is the work of the Son of God, in this world?
神的儿子显现出来就是要除灭魔鬼的作为，要对付魔鬼的。
The Son of God is manifested in this world in order to fight the devil.
圣经有没有这样讲呢
？Did the Bible record this?
请看这个约翰一书的第三章。
Return to the epistle of 1 John chapter 3.
第三章
First John chapter 3,
第八节
verse 8,
犯罪的是属魔鬼
He who sins is of the devil
因为魔鬼从起初就是犯罪
Because the devil has sinned from the beginning
请你注意
Take note
神的儿子显现出来是要做什么
The purpose of the Son of God was to do something
神的儿子显现出来为要除灭魔鬼的作为
The purpose of the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil
这就是神建立永恒国度的目的
That's the purpose of God building the eternal kingdom
叫做真教会的使命
It is also the mission of the true church.
真教会要打一场属灵的战争。
That the true church is to fight a spiritual warfare.
不是跟属血气的人战争。
Not the fleshly warfare with the people in flesh.
是与那空中邪灵、恶魔来征战。
But to fight against the principalities, the spiritual demons in heavens.
我们是神的儿子。
We are the children of God.
主耶稣也是神的儿子。
The Lord Jesus was a child of God.
显现出来就是要除灭魔鬼的。
And his manifestation was to destroy the works of the devil.
所以主耶稣要升天的时候，这样的宣布。
Before the Lord Jesus ascended to heaven, he declared this.
叫门徒到他的面前来，他做一个宣布。
He assembled the disciples to declare this.
耶稣说，天上地上的权柄他都得到了。
The Lord Jesus said that he has received authority from heavens and from earth.
他把天上地下的权柄，这个就是神国的权柄，赐给教会。
That this authority and power that he now holds is granted to the church.
那这个权柄要来做什么呢
？What do we use this?
耶稣继续说：“奉主的名，替他们受洗，洗去他们的罪。”
Then the Lord Jesus continued that in the name of the Lord, wash their sins.
那么就是用借助神赐的权柄去赦罪啊，去救灵魂啊。
It is by the power of God that we are able to cleanse sins and save souls.
借助神赐的这个权柄，是把人从魔鬼的权势下、被魔鬼的控制下，把人解救出来、拯救出来啊，那就是跟魔鬼临战啊。
It is by the power of the true God.Granted to us that we are able to set ourselves free from the bondage and the clutches of the devil.
这就是神国的权柄以及得胜。
That is the authority of the kingdom of God and our victory.
这个是在启示录也常常出现的一个见证。
It is also a testimony that we can see in the book of Revelation.
我们的元帅耶稣骑着这个白马，胜了又要胜，这个就是权柄跟得胜，权柄跟得胜。
Our general shall be riding on the white horse to win victories after victories.
请看哥林多前书的十五章。
Return to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书十五章。
First Corinthians chapter 15.
我们来读二十四到二十五节。
We read from verse 24 to 25.
在后末期到了，那时基督即将一切执政的、掌权的、有能的都毁灭了。
Comes the end when he delivers the kingdom of to God to the Father when he puts an end to all rule and all authority.
然后就把国交与父神。
And he will deliver this kingdom back to God.
二十五节。
Verse 25.
因为基督必要作王，等神把一切仇敌都放在他的脚下。
For Christ must reign and that he will put all enemies under his feet.
二十六节，到末了的时候，静默的时候，要毁灭仇敌，就是死亡。
When we come to the end times, the last enemy will be destroyed.
这个就是神国的权柄以及得胜啊。
That's the authority and also the victory of the kingdom of God.
这种权柄在耶稣身上啊。
This authority is in Christ.
这种得 得胜也在耶稣身上啊。
This victory is also in Jesus Christ.
那耶稣就把这种权柄跟得胜赐给了教会啊，交托给了教会啊。
And the Lord Jesus has also granted and handed over this power and victory upon the church.
所以神的国一定有权柄跟得胜的见证。
And therefore the kingdom of God will surely have the testimony of victory and power of God.
那么你要得到神的权柄跟得胜呢，你必须要符合三个条件。
But for you to be able to have the power and the victory of God, you have to be qualified on these three.
教会要有这种神的国，要有这样的得胜，你一定要符合这三个条件。
For the church to be able to have this victory and power of God, we have to have first these three criteria.
第一，你说你是神的国，你必定要有真理。
Firstly, you claim that you are the kingdom of God, you must have the truth.
就是主耶稣说的，主耶稣所吩咐的，主耶稣所交代要我们去做的，你一定要照做来遵行。
That's by the commands and the words instructed by the Lord Jesus, we must follow.
你有照做，你相信神的主耶稣讲的，你遵守主所讲的，你照主的话来做的，你就有真理，这个就是有真理。
If you follow and you obey the words spoken by the Lord Jesus, then you have the truth.
第二个条件
，The second criteria。
那么你要有神国的权柄跟得胜，你必须要有圣灵。这个教会必须要有圣灵。
For you to possess the power and the victory of the Lord God, we have to have the Holy Spirit。
这个圣灵就是主耶稣的灵，也是神真神的灵。
This Holy Spirit is also the Spirit of the true God of the Lord Jesus。
也叫做真理的灵。
He is also known as the Spirit of Truth。
那你要有这种权柄跟得胜，第三个条件。
For you to possess this power and victory of God, the third criteria.
你这个教会必须有神的权柄在里面。
This church must have the power of God.
这种权柄就是神迹奇事。
This power and authority of God is the signs and miracles.
能够行出许多神的神迹出来。
That you can perform signs and wonders.
这个证明什么？证明神同在，证明神的权柄在教会。
What do all this testify? It testifies that God abides with us in the church.
所以当我们说神国的第三个特色，权柄跟得胜的时候，你要符合这三个条件。
When we talk about the church to have the power and the victory of God, you have to have these three criteria.
今天的基督教会有哪一个教会符合这三个条件的呢？
Allow me to ask you, which of the church Christian denominations today have these three criteria?
好，那神国的第四个特色是什么？
What's the fourth characteristic of
the kingdom of God? 神国第四个特色，这里说必存到永远。看回这个但以理书十二
第一章 to Book of Daniel chapter 2, you can see that it shall stand forever.
这个国必存到永远。
That this kingdom shall stand forever.
所以这个国才被称为永恒的国度啊。我们的题目就是永恒的国度，因为它可以到永远的。
And that's because this kingdom is the eternal kingdom.
那彼得长老有很清楚的解释，为什么这个神的国叫做可以被称为永恒的国。
But Elder Peter has made a very clear description about the kingdom of God being eternal.
因为它有三个不。
Because it has three no's.
Three no's. 到底这三个不是什么？
What are these three no's? Three nots.
你能够符合这三个不，有这三个不，你就能够进入永恒，你就能够进入成为永恒的国度。
If you have these three nots or three no's, you will be able to become this eternal kingdom.
请看彼得前书第一章。
Return to 1 Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章。
First Peter chapter 1.
我们读三节到四节。
Verse 3.
愿颂赞荣耀归于我们主耶稣基督，我们的父神。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他曾照自己的大怜悯，借着主耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们。
Who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to the living hope through the resurrection of Christ.
叫我们有活泼的盼望。
So that we have this living hope.
这个活泼的盼望是什么呢？
What is this living hope?
第四
verse 4.
可以得着。不能朽坏，不能玷污，不能衰残，为我们存留在天上的基业。
That we are able to have this inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you.
有看到吗？永恒国度的三个不。
Do you see now the three no's in the eternal kingdom of God?
它是不能朽坏的。
The first no is that is it being incorruptible.
第二，它不能够玷污的，没有黑暗，没有罪，没有腐败的。
Second no, that it cannot be defiled.
第三，它不能够衰残的。
Third no, being it cannot fade away.
那这个永恒的国度，这有三种这种特色。
That is eternal.
有三种这样的见证。
Kingdom must manifest these three types of testimonies.
那么这个永恒国度呢，请注意，是为你们，就是为我们呐、啊，是为我们存留在天上的基业。
And this eternal kingdom is reserved in heaven for us.、嗯
所以神的国度是永远的。
Therefore, the kingdom of God is eternal.
那我再问你，为什么说它是永远的呢
？Let me ask you again, why is it called eternal?
它凭什么能够永远呢
？By what criteria can it be eternal?
第一，因为它不能够朽坏啊，它不会坏的呀。
Firstly, it is not corruptible.
第二，它是不能玷污啊，没有污秽，没有腐败的。
Secondly, it is not defiled.
那就是完全圣洁的呀。
It is completely holy.
第三，它不能够衰残啊，不会说老了、衰败的，不会的。
Thirdly, it does not fade away. It does not age.
这么荣耀永恒的国度呢，不会败坏，不会玷污的国度，是给我们的，是为我们存留的呀。
And such glorious and eternal kingdom has been reserved for us.
是那些给相信的人的。
It is for those who believe.
是给那些跟从耶稣得救的信徒的呀。
It's for those who follow Jesus and who are saved.
而且这个给我们存留的是在天上的，不是地上的。
And this is reserved for us in heaven, but not on earth.
我们看希伯来书的。
Return to Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书的十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12.
我们读二十六到二十九节。
We read from verse 26 to 29.
当时他的声音震动了地。
His voice shook the earth.
但如今他应许说，我再一次，我不但要震动地，还要震动天呐。
But now he has promised, saying that I will not shake only the earth, but also the heaven.
第一次震动地是什么时候？那是什么意思呢
？What was the first time when he shook the earth？
如果你看前面的记录，这是指神在西乃山降临的时候，整个山、整个地都在震动，大震动。
You refer to the text beforehand. They are talking about when the Lord God is descended on Mount Sinai as the whole earth was shaken.
可是当主耶稣说他还要再震动天的时候呢，还要再震动一次，那是震动天啊，不是震动地啊。
But Jesus said that as he comes again, he shall not only shake the earth but the heaven.
那他说不单只要震动地，也要震动天啊。
Not only the earth but heaven.
那这个是什么意思呢
？What does that mean？
二十七节
，verse 27。
这再一次的话，就是指明被震动的，就是受造之物都要挪去，就是世界末日了。
This verse yet once more indicates the removal of all these things, and this refers to the end of time.
当世界的国都消失的时候
，as all kingdoms of this world be vanished，
神要使那不能震动的国长存。
That God will be making the unshakable kingdom stand eternally.
所以神亲自的见证，那永恒的国度要让它长存，不被震动。
God personally testified that this eternal kingdom shall stand eternally and forever and not be shaken.
能震动的、被震动的都已经消失，都已经毁坏了。
What can be shaken have already been destroyed.
二十八节
，verse 28.
所以我们既得了不能够震动的国，我们真教会叫做不能震动的国。
And therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken,
就是不会消失的。
It cannot vanish.
能经得起地震的。
It can withstand all quakes.
能经得起天地在震动的，它经得起，站立得住。
It can withstand all tremors and all earthquakes.
是哦，所以真教会有这样的见证，有这样的这种力量来站立。
Therefore, a true church holds this power to be able to stand forever.
这是它的特色来的呀。
This is her characteristic.
这是它的力量，它的权柄来的呀。
Her power and her authority.
所以我们就应当感谢真神。
Therefore, we ought to give thanks to our true God.
用虔诚敬畏的心来侍奉他。
To serve him with reverence and a godly fear.
所以无论是彼得长老还是希伯来书的作者。都不断的跟我们解释什么叫做永恒的国度。
Elder Peter and also the author of the book of Hebrews have described to us and explained what this eternal kingdom means.
所以我们要清楚这件事情。
We have to be very clear with that.
神的国必存到永远这件事。
That the kingdom of God shall stand forever.
我为什么要一直重复这句话
？Why am I repeating this？
因为我们教会有一些变质的传道人。
There are certain preachers who have deteriorated.
既然已经变质了，就不应该称他传道人，应该是假先知。
When they are deteriorated, we should call them the false prophet.
他们现在不断的在教会来影响教会的事。神的羊群
，and they continue to influence and affect the sheep of God in church.
他们说神会再建立一个真教会。 that 真教会。
He was preaching that the Lord God will be establishing another true church.
因为这些人，这个变质的，这些变质的传道、变质的工人，或者离开真耶稣教会的信徒，他们对教会、真耶稣教会不满，对真耶稣教会非常不满。
Because this preacher, including all those who have left following him, they were unsatisfied with the church from the beginning.
也不相信这个教会是神的教会。
They also did not believe that this church belongs to God.
也不相信这是独一的教会啊，独一得救的教会。
Neither did they believe that this is the only true church.
以前是相信的。
Previously, that they believed.
现在已经不信了。
But now they don't anymore.
因为他们说神会毁灭真，毁掉这个真教会，丢弃这个真教会，再另立一个真教会出来，再新的另一个新的真教会出来。
Because they claim that the Lord God shall destroy this true church and will set up another true church.
听起来好像有道理的。
It sounded as though it was logical.
就好像那个施洗约翰说：“哦，不要，你们要悔改啊！不要自己认为是亚伯兰的子孙啊，补子已经放在树根上了。”
Just as John the Baptist has warned the Jews back then that you shall repent, don't think that you are the descendants of Abraham. The axe is at a tree already.
如果犹太人你们亚伯兰族再不回，确实悔改，神要叫势头兴起另一个神的子民呐、啊。他们是用这句话，耶稣讲的啊，施洗约翰讲的话。
Now with these words of John the Baptist that if you do not repent as the descendants of Abraham, even God will raise up the rocks to be His descendants.
那句话是真，是应验了。
And this should come to pass.
因为他们拒绝耶稣啊。
Because they have rejected God.
不愿意悔改认罪啊。
They rejected Jesus. They don't repent.
所以神真的是兴起哦，外邦人啊，外邦人哈、哦，拣选外邦人成为另一班、另一组、另一群的。神群神羊群里的一个神的羊神的羊圈
true enough the Lord God has indeed raised another tribe and that's the Gentiles to belong to him as his sheep
可是当好在末世圣灵建立真耶稣教会的时候
but in the end times at the point when the Holy Spirit descends on the earth to set up the true church in the end times
就是根据但以理书这里所讲的
it is in accordance to what the book of Daniel tells us
44节
verse 4
哦，神要另立一个国，永不败坏。
That God shall set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed.
哦，也不会衰强，也不会玷污。
It will not be defiled. It will not be corrupted.
那就说明他不可能，他不会再另一个真教会的，不会了的。
That goes to point to the fact that he will never set up another kingdom or another true church.
如果他现在设立的这个国是啊，这个神真耶稣教会。
If this is a kingdom, the true Jesus church that he has now set up is this kingdom.
结果他又败坏了，他又玷污了，他又哦。又乱七八糟了，那根本就不是这个，这根本就不是永恒的国度啊！这个真耶稣教会。
And now this church, supposedly has fallen into a mess and also has been corrupted. This would not even begin to be the eternal kingdom.
因为它不能够永远，所以才要另立一个新的出来啊。
Because it is not an eternal kingdom, that's why there's a need for a new kingdom.
这个跟但以理书42:44的预言，这个神的启示不值啊。不符合真理啊，不符合预言，不符合神的计划。
But if that were to happen, that would mean that the prophecy in chapter 2, verse 44, would be a sideline, would have been swayed because it is not abiding.
这里很清楚告诉我，他一建立的时候，圣灵一建立的时候就是永远的了。
Here it tells us that as the Holy Spirit has set up this kingdom of God, it shall be eternal.
这不是我讲的啊。
It is not spoken by me.
你没有看圣经的吗
？Aren't you reading this?
这国必存到永远，你没有看到的吗？存到永远呢
？This kingdom that God has set up shall stand forever.
半途说毁灭了，又再来过另外一个，又建了另一个国度。
It will not.
那个就是有问题了。
It will be in no way destroyed halfway, and a new kingdom be set up. That would be a problem with this prophecy then.
我们圣经不说，我们就会这样被。
And therefore, why are we so foolish to be cheated?
讲这些话，因为他们对真教会不满，因为真教会吼不啊没有满足他们的要求，没有满足他们的需要，他们不满意。
Who protest, who say these claims, would mean that they are dissatisfied with the church.
他们自己离开，自己出去了。
The church cannot fulfill or satisfy their demands.
然后另立一个真教会，另立一个国了。
And they want to set up another church, another new kingdom.
请问从这种不满而出去的是神立的吗？神设立的吗？是圣灵设立的吗
？So let me ask you, if you are building a new church out of your dissatisfaction, is it set up by the Holy Spirit?
而且最重要是要用真理来对照他们所讲的道理。 对照他们所行的。
What's more important is that you have to compare the truth and the doctrines that are preaching.
所以你不要哈，不要被迷惑、被骗了。哦，又真教会哈，神毁灭了，然后又另一个真教会出来。
Therefore, do not be deceived.
没有这样的圣经，没有这样的预言，没有这样神没有再有这样的计划。
Do not be fooled by this kind of claim that there will be a new kingdom of God to be set up later. No such thing.
没有错，真教会里面有假信徒。
Indeed, we have false believers in the true church.
有败子，有败子。
We have the tares in the church.
有山羊。
We have the goats in the church.
有恶人，甚至圣经说作恶的在里面，作恶的。
We have the wicked people who are doing wicked things in the church.
可是那些不是真耶稣教会来的呀。
But they are not the true church themselves.
那个不是属真神的呀。
They don't belong to the true God.
其实这是属地上的人，是住在地上的，不是住在天上的呀。
The book of Revelation tells us that these are the people who are still dwelling on the earth, not in heaven.
他们是在神的国度里面，在破坏神的国呀，在污秽神的国。那但他们不是神的真正的子民啊，不是真以色列人啊，不是。
These people are still living in the boundaries of the kingdom of God, but they are not a people of God. They are destroying the kingdom of God.
里面都是有真的。
They are the true believers as well.
就可以永存了。
And they shall stand forever.
就不被动摇了，不被震动了。
They shall not be shaken.
就像彼得说的，彼得正好说到，不能朽坏，不能玷污，不能衰残。所以你看一些信徒的那种真实信仰的，他们就是有这样的见证，这样的信仰行为。
Therefore,
不朽坏，不会朽坏，不会败坏，不会污秽，不会衰残。你看啊。
You see some testimonies by some true believers of the true church. You can see that they manifest the characteristics of not being corruptible, not being defiled, and not fade away.
身体虽然会毁坏。
Although the body may age,
可是他们的信心，他们的灵性越来越丰盛，越来越健壮，越来越丰盛的。
But their spiritual lives have become stronger and stronger.
没有衰残的，反而更加年轻的，更加有力量的。
They do not age away, they do not fade away, they are more renewed and with more strength.
好，我们继续看下去。这个是永恒国度的四个特色。
That's the four characteristics of an eternal kingdom of God.
那跟着四十五节。
Verse 45.
四十五节说，非，哎呀，我讲不完的吧。可能讲不完的了，没办法。
I cannot finish.
那我看留到下次讲了，留到下次讲了，因为这是讲第四十五节，就是耶稣基督再临的事情了。
Verse 45, 45 points to the second coming of the Lord Jesus.
所以今天四十四节，我们就讲一个主题。
Today, with verse 44, we talk about this theme.
永恒的国度。
The eternal kingdom.
就是今天在末世神圣灵建立的真耶稣教会。
That's the true Jesus Church founded and set up by the Lord Jesus Himself in the end times.
它有四个特色，四个见证。
Be very clear with these four characteristics, four.
那么下个星期二星期六已经暂停一下。下个星期二我们讲四十五节。
And this coming Saturday session will be postponed, and we will continue next Tuesday evening.
就讲四十五节。
We'll talk about verse 45.
就是基督再临审判天下。
The second coming of Christ to judge the world.
求神继续的祝福带领我们。
May the Lord Jesus continue to bless and keep us.